This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Paul Whitaker, Vice President of Business Development at Better Doctor, a company that provides a website that lists and ranks all U.S. doctors by location, specialty, and insurance plan to help users find the better doctor. Paul, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric, and thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's really good to have you as well. I like what you've got here. So first of all, let's start with what is Better Doctor? What problem is Better Doctor solving?
Sure. Well, simply put, Better Doctor is a web and a mobile app for consumers and patients that helps them to find a doctor that's right for them. And you know, I think that one of the key problems that Better Doctor solves is how do you actually find a quality doctor? When you really start looking for, you know, a dentist or a specialist or a family or a new family doctor, in my case recently a pediatrician, a lot of times you sort of rely on things like a Yelp rating or online ratings or what your friends have told you. And sometimes that works fine, but there's a lot of other things that make a quality doctor that sometimes consumers or patients don't have access to, or if you do have access to them, you don't necessarily know how to evaluate them. And so what Better Doctor really tries to do is simplify that for people by evaluating lots of data points about doctors, physicians, and making it really simple for patients to say, yeah, this is what I need. This is my location. This is my insurance that I have. And then, you know, we can show them, 10, 20 doctors that would be, you know, great doctors for them to call that fit their needs.
And I would be curious, how did Better Doctor come to fruition, and what was it that exactly inspired you to create this site?
Well, Ari Tua, who founded Better Doctor along with his co-founder, Tapio Tolvanen, had some personal medical issues that he'd been struggling with for some time, and had gone through, you know, trying to find, you know, doctors that could help him and his family out, and just struggled to find a good source online that could get him and his family to the right position. And that was kind of the beginning of the idea that, you know, he thought I could start a company that could really help solve an important problem for people like him. And as you know, there's a lot of changes in the healthcare over the last, you know, several years with Obamacare coming. There's a lot of activity spinning up. There's a lot of entrepreneurs getting into this space right now, and it's, you know, become quite hot. I know here in the Valley, in terms of funding, and it's sort of, you know, that coupled with, you know, the money that's being invested recently in the healthcare space, the timing was really right to actually do something. And Ari and I had previously worked together at Nokia in the gaming industry and with apps, mobile development, building services. And so, you know, as I watched him build this company for a couple of years, I was actually excited then to come in and join him once he had actually gotten some momentum behind it and gotten it started.
Now, how is Obamacare and the 2014 mandate going to affect both the patient and doctors, and how will Better Doctor help in this matter?
Well, I think that the simple answer to that is it's going to funnel a lot of new people into the healthcare system that prior to that were really only, you know, coming into the healthcare system when they absolutely had something, an emergency, something critical that they needed to have done. When people talk about Obamacare, it's oftentimes a, you know, kind of a politically charged conversation. But it's also a very complicated thing, and you can look at a lot of different elements of Obamacare and talk for days and days about one thing and then switch to another topic, and there's just a never-ending sort of sea of topics that can be debated around, you know, Obamacare. But But, you know, I kind of come back to this at the end of the day. I think one of the major impacts on the healthcare system is that it will funnel more people into the healthcare system. And as people get funneled into the healthcare system, they're going to be running into the same problem that, you know, Ari faced or that I've faced, is how do you actually find a good quality doctor, find the doctor that's right for you? You know, and so you go back to, you ask your friends, you get online and you maybe get involved in a discussion board or a forum or see what customer ratings are like on Yelp. But as I stated before, a lot of times that's really not, in some cases that can be enough to make a good, you know, quality decision. And in some cases, it's not. And so I think how Better Doctor will really help people that are coming into the healthcare system will be to leverage the fact that, you know, we're taking a look at big data around doctors and using our experience and our technology to simplify the process of helping them find the right doctor for them. You know, and I'll give you an example. If you are looking for, let's say, like a primary care doctor, maybe this is a pediatrician, maybe it's just a family doctor. A lot of times, consumer ratings are actually a great place to look because what that tends to reflect is bedside manner or how easy it is to get along with somebody or, you know, a personality fit. And I think in that case, when you're talking about, you know, an annual checkup, you know, those things are important. But when you maybe need to find something a little bit more specific. Maybe it's something like an oncologist. Maybe it's you need to have a knee replacement or a hip replacement. Then what you should be more concerned about are things like outcomes. How many times has a doctor done a particular procedure? And in that case, you know, bedside manner is oftentimes less important than, you know, that physician's knowledge or ability. But oftentimes what they may be rated on as a specialist are the same things that, you know, people will rate their primary care physician. And that may not be the best way to sort of evaluate, would this be the right doctor to go to? You know, I want to have the best knee surgery possible. Maybe not the friendliest person who's really good to get along with but doesn't necessarily fix my knee better than, say, you know, another doctor.
Makes a lot of sense there.
Yeah, I mean, I know recently, you know, we've gone through, with my own personal situation, we've gone through, three pediatricians with my son and, you know, finally found the right person. And we've also, you know, my son also has a thyroid problem. We need a good endocrinologist. And you know, we've gone through several different endocrinologists trying to find the right one. And, you know, what I really hope is that we're able to actually help patients get to the right person for them more quickly. Because there's a lot of data available out there today, and it's not all in one place. And it takes a lot of work to get your hands on everything from outcome data that you might get from Medicare, Medicaid, to does this person, even as simply as does this person have a state license, or how long have they been practicing, or how many local physicians actually refer people to that one particular person. It's taken a couple of years to really understand where to get the data and how to look at the data. And if you expect that a new parent looking for a pediatrician or an endocrinologist, in my case, will have access to that data, and then know how to analyze it, it's not very likely. But we have a team and we have funding and we have, you know, smart folks that are able to do that and then expose that in an easy-to-consume way for patients.
Today we are with Paul Whitaker, Vice President of Business Development at Better Doctor, a company that provides a website that lists and ranks all U.S. doctors by location, specialty, and insurance plan to help users find the better doctor here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Paul, what is mHealth and what is its future outlook, and does it provide long-term benefits for patients and doctors?
mHealth can be a pretty big subject, and I mean, it can range anything from, you know, the iPads and the apps that doctors have when they're
doing their rounds to, you know, the ability for somebody to say, you know, book online or self-diagnose themselves at home with new, you know, sensors and tools and products that are coming from a lot of new companies that are popping up. But, you know, looking at one element of mHealth, and one element that I think is really exciting are the apps for consumers. If you look at like the Scanadu's center, for example, you know, here's something that empowers you at home to sort of, I wouldn't go so far as to say like self-diagnose, but to say have a little bit more insight into your own health. And what's exciting about these kinds of things is that it can do a couple of things. It can do a couple of things that will really help reduce costs and overall costs and waste in the system. If you have a procedure or if you have a problem where you've been admitted to a hospital, being able to use tools like these can help you take better care of yourself afterwards so that there's a lower rate of readmission. Or with tools like these, you know, you may think you have a problem or your child may have a problem and you just need peace of mind. And tools like these can help you, you know, say, okay, this isn't something I need to actually, you know, go see a specialist or go to an emergency room or an urgent care facility right away. So I think it's exciting to see some of these new technologies that will enable people to, you know, take personal responsibility for their health before they rush off and see a doctor. And I think it's exciting that this is something that really has the potential to reduce costs and waste in the healthcare system. And it seems like right now we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg. You know, what started even with things like Fitbit that just track how many steps you take during the day or encourage you to drink enough water to stay hydrated and healthy, all the way to these types of, you know, more self-diagnosis tools and sensors that you'll have available to you in the coming years.
And lastly, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs looking to enter the mobile health and or healthcare industry?
Well, in short, I would say, in one word, flexibility. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of opportunity in the healthcare space right now. It reminds me of, you know, 10, 11 years ago, actually more than that, 12 years ago, when I started in the mobile space. There was no such thing as an iOS or an app. There wasn't even a web browser on mobile phone. And things were moving incredibly fast, and nobody really had a clear vision on, you know, where things were going to end up. Things we would have predicted 12 years ago were way off from where you see things today with iOS and Android and how the mobile industry is really involved and changed the world that we live in. And I think that's the place where healthcare is today. I think we're at the kind of beginning of really dynamic change in the healthcare space. So there's a lot of opportunity there, but I've also found that even in the short time I've been working with Better Doctor, that flexibility has been key. You know, the ability to have an idea and a vision, but how you execute that to be able to sort of pivot and change as you learn things or as things change has been really key. So that's kind of one piece of advice I would give to any entrepreneurs looking to get into the healthcare space. But, you know, I'd also say when speaking about entrepreneurs that it's been really exciting to see how many people are coming into this space, into the healthcare space, from the outside. And I think people coming in from the outside is really going to drive a lot of positive change in the healthcare space. And people say there's a lot of things that are broken about the healthcare space, but I have a lot of confidence that over the next couple of years, entrepreneurs from inside the healthcare industry and outside the healthcare industry, like myself, are really going to come in and make a hugely positive impact on healthcare in the U.S.
Certainly sounds good to me. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can find Better Doctor online for more information?
Sure. You can find Better Doctor at betterdoctor.com, and we also have an app on the App Store as well, and a mobile app you can get to by going to betterdoctor.com on your mobile phone. iOS and Android launching soon.
Very good. Certainly been good to catch up with you. Really interesting information that certainly will affect us in the next coming months for sure under the mandate of Obamacare. We've been speaking with Paul Whitaker, Vice President of Business Development at Better Doctor, a company that provides a website that lists and ranks all U.S. doctors by location, specialty, and insurance plan to help users find the Better Doctor. And the website of reference, once again, is simply betterdoctor.com. Paul, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thanks for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.